T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, there's a World Economic Forum that's going on right now. We heard from Vladimir Zelensky, Ukrainian leader. He addressed the World Economic Forum. And there's a lot of conspiracy theories about the World Economic Forum. One of the things I was finding so interesting is how many local Buffalonians, local people, Western New Yorkers, that are physically driving to the memorial site on Jefferson. They're going by slowly. They're stopping by, maybe putting down flowers, a candle, saying a prayer. It's an impressive area on the corner, right across the street from the Tops, where the shooting obviously occurred. And people have gone. Some people are talking about going because there's something different about visiting it, right? Being there. It might change your thoughts on a lot of things, but you're physically at the area where so much we've talked about and so many people have that experience of being there the day it happened, moments after the shooting occurred. But there's something about physically being there. What I find strange is that as no one would dare tell you, you can't visit the memorial site. Imagine putting out an edict from the city, the state, the county. No one is allowed to visit the memorial site. Why? Well, because some people might go to the memorial site and become radicalized. Wait, what do you mean? Well, I'm going there to pray for the families. I'm going there to pay my respects to the victims. I'm going there to show people that that's not what our area is all about. But there might be people that go there and say, you know what? I'm one of those white supremacists. I'm radicalized by going to the memorial site. Well, listen, David, I can't control what people do when they physically go to a memorial site. I mean, the wall in the Vietnam Wall at the mall in Washington, D.C., there might be people that go there to, you know, honor communist Chinese. What are you supposed to do? It's a memorial site. People are going to go. They're going to pay their respects any way they want. Yet we treat the internet completely different. We treat the internet different than we do things that we're in front of. No one would tell you, we don't know what your intentions are to go to a memorial site, therefore we're going to restrict traffic there. But when it comes to the internet, it's totally different. Now, when I hear Kathy Hochul and some of these other elected officials talk about the different restrictions, yesterday we went on for an hour talking about, do we need restrictive speech or more speech? What is the danger with speech? And then I hear the World Economic Forum and socialists from all over the world, Australia, you name it, they're all over there. And they're saying the exact same thing that New York State elected officials are saying in the wake of a terrorist act. I have to think, is there something, is this actually an agenda item that some people just want to push? And this shooting just gives you a reason to push what you've always wanted to push all along. Where is the sincerity in actually coming together and trying to get to the bottom of an ideology that's morally, socially bankrupt, which is rotten to its core and evil? I want to play clip 5. This is from the World Economic Forum. Listen to how the world wants to handle a future of free thought and free speech.
We are finding ourselves in a place where we have increasing polarization everywhere. And everything feels binary when it doesn't need to be. So I think we're going to have to think about a recalibration of a whole range of human rights that are playing out online, you know, from freedom of speech to the freedom to, you know, to be free from online violence, or the right of data protection to the right to child dignity.
The freedom of speech to the freedom to be safe from online violence. Because once again, we have to connect speech to violence and how speech itself can harm you. Ideas can harm you. Not enacting on bad ideas. That's not what we're afraid of. We're afraid of the actual idea and the speech. So let's just extrapolate that. Jefferson, Tops. There was a white supremacist that walked into that Tops and murdered people because of their skin color. Does that mean that if you open another Tops, you now open the door for another white supremacist to walk into that Tops and shoot people because of their skin color? What, I don't understand. We're going to err on the side of not giving people in a community the dignity to buy their own food. We're going to live our lives in fear because we have people amongst us that breed hate and want to act on that hate. And rather than allow that dialogue to stand up to society, have that conversation. We heard from two people yesterday. Mario called from the city of Buffalo. At the end of the show, yesterday, if you listen to the podcast on Odyssey.com, you're going to hear a caller named Mario. I will put Mario against any white supremacist out there listening to this program nationally, you name it. You bring your A game, and I will facilitate a dialogue between Mario and any white supremacist. And at the end of that dialogue, if you're on the fence of your white supremacy, then I understand that there is the opportunity to reach decayed and evil minds before they act on their evil. They've never been confronted. They've never heard any other thought. They're isolated. They're getting static information that is false, that is vapid and void. And what one side of this debate wants to do is eliminate it totally, which eliminates the eyes and ears, which eliminates anyone in the culture to come back and say, wait a minute, what did you just say? Back it up. Why am I different than you? Do you believe in a God? Do you believe that black people aren't going to go to heaven? You believe that God is also a racist? Why do black people exist if they're not made in the image of God? Why is it that you believe that you're elite and you're superior, but you're living in your mom and dad's house and you don't have a job? How is that superior at 18? Tell me why you're better than anyone else. Those are the questions that are asked in an open society with the freedom to speak and share ideas. If you eliminate that, those things go underground and they breed without any outside influence. And that's how you create a culture that breeds hate in the subway system underground. It's subterranean. Because we're now saying the speech itself is violence. The speech itself is what's wrong. The idea is what is automatically akin to a person who acts on that idea. And I'm telling you, there's evil out there, and you can love it. You can love that evil. You can educate that evil, right? That evil is not to the point where it wants to hurt yet. It's getting there. It's growing. But just like you take, whether it's Palestine or Israel, you take a little kid and you teach that little kid the other side is an animal, the other side isn't a human. And at 5 and 6 and 7 and 8, you pluck that kid out of that environment, put him in a different environment, that hatred goes away. The adults in their life is telling them, hey, Jews are cool, Arabs are cool, Islam does not Islam's not going to kill you. Judaism isn't going to kill you. You're not in that environment. You were raised in that environment, but I can love you out of it and I can educate you out of it. Once you get to the point where you're at the point of no return and you pick up a weapon system and you want to enact that hate, that's a lost cause. You can't love that. You got to put that down. You can't love Hitler. You can't love Putin. You can't love ISIS. You got to kill it. Why? Because it has already been radicalized to violence, and now it's going to go out there and hurt innocent people. The time to love it and the time to educate it has been missed. But what elected officials are talking about today is keeping it underground. Why? Because we don't have to see it. And it makes us feel that our policies are effective. It makes us feel all our culture is complete. We don't have these issues, not in our backyard. Everything's good. And then a shooting happens and we're all like, where did that come from? Oh, that's outrageous. Maybe we'd all know where it came from if we allowed it to literally be sanitized by the light of transparency. Let's see it. And just like you can't restrict people from going to the memorial site because you don't know what their intentions are, you can't restrict the crooked ideology of what this kid was reading. Because for every person that reads a manifesto because they want to do that too, there are 99% of the people that want to read the manifesto to see, like, what am I up against? What are we up against with white supremacy? We need to know. What is it you think? Why do you think that way? If I come across someone who's peddling this nonsense, I got to know what they believe. Which is why I watch MSNBC, quite frankly. I got to know. Why do you think the way you think? I want to know. Because I believe if you're allowed to hear what you're saying and have a counterpoint put into it with respect, with dignity, I'm not here to shame you. I'm here to learn myself. I want to know if I'm right or if I'm wrong. And I want to know sometimes the best way to find out if you're right or wrong is to hear someone that disagrees with you. Sometimes they reiterate why you're right. Sometimes they educate you why you're wrong. But you can't hide it. The First Amendment was never made to hide it or restrict it. It's made to expose it and have it stand up to a counter argument. That is the time to love and educate evil and hate. You can resurrect someone who is living that life before they become violent, if you know they're out there. Once they become violent, now it's game time. Once ISIS starts beheading Christians in northern Iraq, you can do all the praying you want. You can send them Care Bears and soccer balls. They're lopping the heads off of people. We've got to kinetically get involved and stop that hatred and evil because it's hurting other people. If the ideas themselves you're saying are weaponized and are hurtful, we're never going to be able to unify our community or our country or our world. Because you are automatically saying, go into the underground, go grow and metastasize yourself. And then you wake up one day and the cancer is everywhere. It's on your bones, it's on your organs, it's on your brain, everywhere. Free speech is a cancer screening. Free speech allows you to identify what's in our community. How do we fix it? And we have to know what other people are saying so we can understand where this information's coming from. And maybe, just maybe, we could put out information that counters the false information. Evidently, an 18-year-old kid 3 hours away was indoctrinating himself with. But I find it so weird that the World Economic Forum is of the same mindset that Kathy Hochul and so many elected officials are in New York State, where they're saying that speech, no one should be able to see. And if you said that about people visiting the Jefferson Memorial site, hey, look, some of those people might have, they might be white supremacists. Maybe they're going there to become radicalized. How do you know that? What is dangerous about visiting a memorial site and paying your respects? What's dangerous about a website and people wanting to know how they could be a part of a solution to eliminate this ideology? I don't want black people in that area on the east side of Buffalo to know what's out there. I think they need to know what's out there more than anyone. They're the ones that got targeted by this ideology. But we want them to live in a world where what? You're trusting the state and the government to protect people. Well, did that work out? Speech has to be out there. Hatred and evil have to be exposed by the good and the educated and the intelligent. They have to know what they're up against. Moreover, we have to have the opportunity to get involved in lives that already believe nonsense. Because we've seen time and time again how those young people can be saved by love, by attention, and by education. Absolutely. By the time it gets to violence, it's game, set, match. Can't do anything about that, but take them out of society, take them out of circulation. We need to get to them before they get to that point. How can you be against that? This is America. This is the foundation of who we are as a people. But evidently, Kathy Hochul and the World Economic Forum don't. I expect an Australian, an Austrian, and a German to have a misunderstanding of our First Amendment. I demand that my governor understands our founding documents. I demand it. I refuse to have that debate with an American elected official. Let the Europeans argue about our Constitution and how clumsy it is. Guarantee you, they're calling us every time there's a threat. Every time a fascist or a communist threatens them, hey, America, you there? Yeah, yeah. No, it's Poland. Listen, we got an issue again. You think you could send your boys and girls to help us out? Yeah, that's what happens. It's ridiculous. 803-0930, speech. Do we hide the hate? Is it supposed to be open? What does the First Amendment mean to you now when you're fighting white supremacy? How do you get that information out? How do you have that debate? 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.